This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the fight against coronavirus all around the world. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and the roughnecks working the oil fields and the oil platforms around the country and around the world, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click the like button, like the page, and then jump into the chat room, and you can converse with us just like a whole bunch of folks are doing right now. All righty. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've heard from General Mattis, we've heard from General Kelly, we've heard from Admiral Mullen, all retired military people, we've heard from some other people along the line. They don't particularly care for the fact that the President has sent troops into some of our cities and is considering sending some more, if indeed they were needed. It looks like they won't be now. But they all seem to forget one little thing, Kyle. You know what that is?
What is that?
In 1992, the Insurrection Act was activated in the L.A. riots, and then-President George H.W. Bush sent 4,000 Marines into L.A., along with the 4,000 National Guardsmen that were already there, and then they activated another 1,000 active-duty military to bring them in for experience to get them crowd control and urban riot training from Fort Bragg and from Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Now, isn't that amazing?
It sure is, Captain, and I remember those days quite clearly. When the riots broke out, as I'm here in the L.A. area, of course, and unfortunately, so much of that part of the city was just laid waste. There was no other way to actually end all of that and bring order and safety back to the neighborhoods other than to do what President Bush did at that time.
And guess who was in the military at that time?
Who is that?
General Mattis.
General Mattis.
General Kelly. Admiral Mullen. They were all, they weren't, of course, they weren't generals at that time, but they were all working their way up through the ranks. They were all in the military at that time, and not one word was said. Not one word was said against the president at that time, George H.W. Bush. Now, here's the deal. 3 days into the 1992 riots, then-President George H.W. Bush deployed 4,000 Marines to Los Angeles to end the days of urban anarchy. Nanny mobilized another 1,000 federal troops to go along with the 4,000 National Guardsmen that had already been there that had lost control of the situation because, Kyle, they weren't just burning buildings. They were burning down whole blocks, and they had killed a bunch of people, too, in the process of whatnot, attacked people on the streets, the whole nine yards, an unruly mob, and there was just no control as to anything was going on. Now, do you remember who the mayor was or who the police chief was?
Yeah, that was Tom Bradley back in those days.
And he was a black mayor.
That's correct.
And who was the police chief?
That was Daryl Gates back then.
Right, and he was a pretty doggone good police chief, I thought, but he wound up resigning as a result of all that because his police department got out there, and I guess they got a little bit unruly. There was a number of cases of police brutality, and he stepped down after that. But he was one hell of a chief, I thought, and the L.A. police officers thought so, too, that I talked to. But just so the record is out there, the last time a president put the active duty military, and we're talking Marines now, we're not just talking military, we're talking frontline Marines who had been in combat, okay? 4,000 of them was 1992. It was then President George H.W. Bush. So these morons that are out there trying to put down this president because we've got the deep state, we've got the swamp, we've got the Democrats, we've got the liberals, we've got the socialists, we've got all these factions trying to get this president out of office. And why is that, Kyle?
Well, because they know that he's tearing the curtain back and showing the American people.
Okay, you're being too polite. They know you're being too polite. Here's what's going on. This president has got them by the short hairs because Attorney General Barr has got evidence and proof and documentation that's going to come out. It's all going to come out. We're going to find out about Clinton. We're going to find out about, the Clintons, I should say. We're going to find out about Obama. We're going to find out about all his little chiefs and all his little Indians and all the stuff that they were doing. It's not pretty. And they've got to stop that freight train coming their way because it's going to roll them right over. Now, unfortunately, nothing's going to happen to the Clintons. Nothing's going to happen to the Obamas. But I'm telling you right now, if I was John Brennan, if I was Mr. Clapper, if I was Susan Rice, if I was even Valerie Jarrett, I think I'd be lawyering up pretty doggone strong right now.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Comey and what's-his-face, the other guy.
Right. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, Captain, that was way back in 92. Here we are in 2020, and the title of the act is the Insurrection Act, and these days we are dealing with groups like Antifa and even foreign actors.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you don't believe what I just said, go do some research like I did.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, let me suggest to you the three-week quick start plan. It's $19.95, and if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, knee pain, general muscle aches and pain from your daily job or routine, then this product can help you. I've been on it for 4 years, and it's worked for me, and I take it every single day. Now, they gave me a website that I can send you to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the product, okay? There's a little tutorial there. It's 2.5 minutes long with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners and founders of Relief Factor. You'll see what's in it. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's narcotic, nothing that will hurt you, plenty of things that will make you feel better and take down and reduce the swelling and inflammation, too. Again, the 1995 three-week quick start is what you want to do. Get it started. You'll know in 3 weeks whether it's going to work for you or not. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, well, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let me go to him. It's Ian, and good morning, Ian.
Yeah, I've got three quick comments, and I'm going to go away.
Go ahead.
The first comment is, I agree with what you're saying. You're trying to deflect and get us off the attention of the corruption of the crimes of the Clinton and the Obama, et cetera, et al.
Uh-huh.
So that's what there's the multiplicity of reasons they're doing this. This is just one reason. We don't have time to go into all their other objectives. And I think that's a very, very good point you made at the opening was good. They're trying to get the ball off because Barr and Trump are getting closer.
Yep.
To find out what really happened. Okay. Number two. The people I'm talking to around town saying, oh, this is going to burn itself out. You're going to go away. You're going to get fired. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
You're
all
right.
Day long.
Mm-hmm.
They might lay down a little bit and roll us into a false sense of security to make us think that they burn themselves out. They're going to do rest, relaxation, rearmament, and reconnoitering, and they're going to come back, okay, even harder and stronger. Don't think they're going to burn themselves out. We're in a prize fight. This is just the opening round, round one.
Yep.
Okay, now my third point, then I'm going to go away. For you local people up in Palm Harbor, Countryside, Dunedin, et cetera, at our North Clearwater Safety Harbor, BLM and NFA tried to get the Countryside Mall because the Sheriff's Department and Clearwater PD had the Progress Energy Duke right away and big dollars to go up to the Central Pinellas to bring our electricity. That's also a right away. Yeah. Next to my condo. They were using that as staging ground Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Tuesday night, Wednesday morning to guard the mall because it was credible intel that they were going to make a move on the mall up here at Countryside. Anybody's local knows what I'm talking about because Antifa and BLM's going to try to move back. They're going to try to move out into the burbs. They're going to try to expand out and bring it to the homies here in the burbs.
Correct.
Thanks, guys.
All right, yeah, and Kyle, we talked about that when we talked about the fact that they were looking to expand out of the urban areas and go out into the rural areas, but that's when we heard, and I made the comment about our great sheriff over in Polk County, Grady Judd. He said, you folks just might want to reconsider coming out here into the suburbs because all our people have got guns.
Well, right, and I think that is the general perception, I think, Captain, of those that are trying to instigate something like that to happen. And so, again, it would not be pretty, but there is, I believe, a desire on the part of those who are trying to incite violence to do exactly that and to go into suburban areas and actually mm-hmm. set people's houses on fire.
Well, we've got students, and by the way, let's go back to the schools. Let's go right back to the schools and the colleges. They indoctrinate our students with the leftist doctrine and paraphernalia and schemes and ideas that the socialists have to offer, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
And we've got a whole bunch of students who are not on the college campuses right now, nor are they in high schools for that matter, and they've got pretty much time on their hands and the internet to play with. And you got all these chat rooms, and you got all these secret little rooms, and all that sort of stuff. But you never know who's in there watching you, now, do you?
Exactly. Can be law enforcement. Exactly.
So consequently, law enforcement is getting a plethora of information from some of these chat rooms, so they think that, well, it's closed. Nobody can see me. It's a closed group. Well, wrong, wrong, and wrong. And what they're doing is they're doing a lot of intel. They know these people want to stick around and they want to continue to disrupt things right up to the day of the election. And then what's going to happen after Donald Trump gets reelected president? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think they're going to even go crazier.
They're going to riot again.
Yeah.
They're going to go right back out on the streets again. Mark my words. You know how I know that?
How's that?
I've seen the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the game plan. And again, do your research, folks. Go out and do a little research. Go out and do a little checking on the internet. Go out and look in some of these chat rooms that are closed groups and whatnot. You will find it.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things that is, I think, that people are hoping for, those who want to incite this kind of thing or get Donald Trump out of office, is to try to get the voters to have such a fatigue of chaos.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that they finally just say, okay, fine, let's just vote Trump out of office, and then everything will finally be okay again. In other words, but see, that's the thing. They think that we're going to grow weary, but now is not the time to grow weary at all. Now is the time to really pour it on because they are in a battle for all the marbles, Captain.
Let me tell you a little secret, and this is what these people don't seem to understand. As good as they think they are, as loyal as they think they are to their cause, they're not, because if something comes along that's better or freer or gives them more money, they're going to immediately jump to that because you got this mentality with some of these people that, well, I'm entitled to it because it's free, and they're going to give me $10, and you only want to give me $5, so I'm going to go over there, but they're going to give me $10. That's their mentality, Kyle. With us, it's about God, guns, guts, liberty, and patriotism. They don't understand that.
Well, no, because in many ways it's being cooked out of them by those who have never appreciated the promise of America really is.
And I'll throw something else out there that I found out that I've got a little information about. Now, as everybody knows, I go to these gun shows, and I appear there because one of our sponsors is Two Guys Gun Shows, and I go to their shows. I'm one of the featured people that are there. You can come meet me. I shake your hand and all that stuff. Well, actually, I'm doing elbow bumps now. But we take pictures, and I sign autographs and all that sort of stuff. But the fact of the matter is what do you think's happened to gun sales lately this year?
Well, it's going through the roof, yeah.
Yeah, and there are 2 million new first-time gun owners right now. 2 million new first-time gun owners right now.
Well, you know, Captain, all you got to do is watch the news and see that the police, and this is not meant as a criticism, but they've been essentially powerless because of the political leadership. They've been powerless, essentially, to stop the rampaging mobs.
So, and who has been stepping in front of their stores with shotguns, I say?
Who's that?
The store owners. I've seen them every day. I see a picture of somebody somewhere that's confronted somebody, and they walk outside with 2 or 3 or 4 with shotguns, and they say, okay, boys, you want to come in here? You got to come by this gun.
Yes, well, exactly right. Well, see, this is the kind of thing. This is part of trying to sow that chaos. And this is why we hear things like, let's get rid of all the police departments and this kind of thing.
Well,
they think would happen.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because it just so happens, here is your mayor in L.A. out there near where you live. Listen to this nonsense.
With Council President Nery Martinez, with Council Members Herb Wesson, Marquise Harris Dawson, and Curran Price, and so many other members of the council, from Mike Bonin to Mitch O'Farrell and others, we have all said we have to do something different. We hear what people are saying. And so I have instructed and committed to, in public to that group, that our city, through our city administrative officer, identify $250 million in cuts so we could invest in jobs, in health, in education, and in healing. And that those dollars need to be focused on our black community here in Los Angeles, as well as communities of color and women and people who have been left behind for too long. And will this involve cuts? Yes, of course, to every department, including the police department, because we all have to be a part of this solution together.
What group did he just alienate altogether?
Well, number one, the Law and Order group, for sure.
No, the Latinos. He never mentioned them.
Okay.
And who is the biggest population in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I think that would be Latino.
You bet it is. He just totally alienated them. So how did that help the situation? Well, I'm going to cut $250 million in the police budget. Sure he is. Uh-huh. And they're going to put all these people to work. Sure they are. Those are government jobs. How's that going to help anybody?
No kidding.
All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm telling you, folks, these people are playing a game. They're walking a tightrope, and we've got to be smarter than they are. Hold the line. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the U.S. and the world still not cleared from the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had this to say to protesters who are in close proximity to one another and still going out to protest.
If you were at a protest, go get a test, please. Wear a mask and tell people that you may have been exposed to COVID. If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you were infected.
Cuomo spoke after New York City had woken from its third night under curfew, which saw dozens of arrests and clashes between police and protesters. The continued 8 p.m. curfew is aimed at containing violence and looting in the aftermath of Floyd's death. The governor said his officers have every right to enforce the law against those who are violating curfews. He said violence at the protests is down overall, but continues to admonish those who have attacked police as well as looters, saying they will be charged appropriately. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O.com is a website. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, if you're driving a motorcycle or maybe an RV or maybe you got an ATV or a boat, you can get all of that insured just by trotting on over to the website, geico.com, and typing in your zip code, and you'll get yourself an insurance quote. Now, if you want to add to it your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy, too, you can get what's called a group plan where they put everything together, and you'll even lower your car insurance more. Now, think about this for a second. And you folks over there in New Orleans, and we'll get to you in a minute because I got to talk about the weather over there coming your way. You folks over there in New Orleans, Geico right now, as well as other insurance companies, are sending some of their mobile units into the area because they know you're going to have flooding. Lots and lots of flooding. This storm is coming your way. Cristobal is going to be a major storm for flooding because we're talking a lot of rain. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And again, taking a look at their crystal ball right here, right now. The storm is kind of not totally in, but it's over land, part of it, and part of it's in the water, moving very slowly. It's going to start moving a little bit more today. And by tonight, and by the way, it's down to a tropical depression right now, 35-mile-an-hour winds, but the winds are not the problem. It's the rain. And this thing is going to slowly, between 7 p.m. Friday and 7 p.m. Sunday, move to where it's going to be just about offshore, lined up almost squarely with New Orleans, and dump rain and rain and rain and rain. And it doesn't look like it's going to be much of a wind maker, but it will be a tropical storm again once it gets out into the Gulf and gets a chance to get into the warmer water and get stirred up. So the people in New Orleans, the people in western Mississippi, the people in eastern Texas need to be very aware of what's going to happen. And this storm will then probably follow the Mississippi River on up to Tennessee and Kentucky.
Exactly right, Captain. And right now it looks like it's drifting about 5 miles an hour or so. It's over Mexico's Campeche state. And you're right, it's supposed to emerge out into the Gulf fully on today, on Friday, and then start its journey northward, we understand.
Now, we talked about the Attorney General William Barr and his investigation, but something else that's going on here. The Attorney General had a press conference yesterday, and at that press conference, he said there's evidence that not only Antifa, but other extremist groups were instigating the violence across the country. And we are aware of that. We talked about that at length before. And the man that was suspected of ambushing the three New York Police Department, the NYPD officers last night, remember that?
Yes, one was stabbed and two others had gunshot wounds, yes.
He has ties to ISIS.
See, this is very, very important because, again, those officers became essentially targets of opportunity for someone who also has a very, bizarre and...
Who was not there for the reason the other people were.
Well, that's right. Yeah, this person was obviously not protesting in any way, shape, or form the death of George Floyd. There was a target of opportunity.
Right. And the other thing is that well-orchestrated, and by the way, Denise Simon and I talked about this during her segment last night, but the national media picked up on it, well-orchestrated heists, in other words, thefts, cars, trucks, vans, construction equipment, bricks, boards, lumber, nails have been done amidst the George Floyd protest chaos right now. And that's just what's going on. I mean, this is all a concerted effort that's been very well organized, very well planned out, and it's obvious that there's some pretty sharp cookies behind all of this.
Well, absolutely. And again, because of the atmosphere in so many different American cities right now, I'm sure that they were also taking advantage of something like that. And so again, these riots are just having an untold effect on many different sectors here.
Now, as a result of what's happened here, and we've seen the Minneapolis Police Department say that they're now stopping the use of chokeholds altogether, but some law enforcement agencies across the country now are banning the chokehold maneuver after the death of George Floyd. Now, also, there have been some unidentified federal anti-riot officers that have been patrolling the D.C. streets, and they're in plain clothes, and people don't know who they are because they can't readily identify them. But to that I say, great, great, because what they were doing in Washington to begin with when they started their looting and their rioting and setting fires and all that sort of stuff, that needed to stop before it got started. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. And again, that's just fine to have officers, patrolling, and they not only can interdict, but they can also call in other reinforcements and so forth. Because, again, you have these people out there, Captain, these instigators, not necessarily the protesters, but the instigators. They're the ones who are looking to create these flashpoints. You have to be able to respond appropriately to that.
And now we also know that the Washington, D.C. protests have changed to where they're shifting towards the Trump Hotel that's there And the White House is also right now confirming that they've cordoned off a wider area. Now, we've got a couple of calls here, so let me jump over here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Matt?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, this is Buck in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, Buck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to Don Sour Lemon on CNN,
uh-huh.
And he was bellyaching about the helicopter being too low, but
oh.
Being an ex-military policeman and an air assault, they probably put it down so that the people couldn't make calls to the other,
correct.
Protesters and everything else, and then to get a visual on any of the people that are inciting, rioting.
That is correct.
Right. I mean, Matt, they told him at 7 o'clock curfew.
Yep.
Three times they warned him, and guess what?
Yep.
We're there as veterans. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
We are there to follow orders, and guess what? We cleared them out. I did, but being an ex-military policeman on Special Operations Response Team.
I know.
At the prison. But I'm telling you, I told my neighbors to keep the keys by their bed, so if I hear the alarm go off after a minute, I'll come to their aid if any of these protesters come in our neighborhood and all that stuff.
I hear you. All right.
But Manatee County and Sarasota County Sheriffs are out in force, and I love it.
Yep, they're out over here, too. Thanks very much, Buck.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. All right, and that's Buck down there in Sarasota and one of our regular callers. And Kyle, the police are out in force. They are out checking different things, both the plain clothes, the unmarked vehicles and all that stuff. Sometimes you can't even tell that there's an officer in your neighborhood because of what they're driving.
Well, exactly right. And again, as we saw even late yesterday evening, Captain, other still issues going on in some of these different cities. This isn't going to be ending. Hopefully it will start to end soon. But I heard one protester say that, they wanted a conviction right away, and they wouldn't stop unless
dream on
conventions. But it does take time. And the response was very rapid in firing the officers, getting the FBI involved, and now charging them as they've been charged. This is a very rapid response.
Yeah, and some of the charges I'm sure they've got up there, especially the accessory thing there and the second degree and third degree. There was a police rookie in there that had been on the job 4 days. Mm-hmm. And his attorney spoke up yesterday and said he told the senior officer that was in charge, that was that Cheval, whatever his name was there, told him that shouldn't we roll this man over because he can't breathe? And he ignored him.
Exactly. So that there will definitely be some kind, if that's true, that could be a very mitigating factor.
Well, I'm sure it was true.
Yeah. Yeah. And but again, this is all going to come out in the investigation. And what some people who might get kind of excited about it in terms of the timing, we have to let the process play out. In any kind of case like this, we want to have all the facts so that the right disposition can be made.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back from that break. We're going to take a look at the weather that's out there. And we got weather tonight. We've got some thunderstorms rolling across Iowa, parts of Missouri, parts of Kansas again. And, of course, we got crystal ball out there in the Gulf that's getting closer. And the warnings are getting a little bit more ominous for what they believe this storm's going to do. We'll get into all that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com. want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was late one night. With me and another hangout in a radio fight. Well, he went and peed his mic, but I took control of the show because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, that's Ray Carlisle. Rooster Cruz, it ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's an oldie but goodie. Been around quite a while. All right, Ben Spring, Kyle Warren back in the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, our Truck Society Wayne Byron Report always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center or Flying Truck Stop, Flying J Truck Stop, nearest you. Stop on in there. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Okay, excessive heat will continue Friday across southern Arizona with triple-digit high temperatures. What's going on out there in California and Nevada and Arizona tonight?
Well, that's right, Captain. We are seeing those high temperatures over in the area of Tucson, southern Arizona there. But in California, we have a couple of things coming off the ocean, as you see on the satellite here. Might bring a little bit of rain into California, but certainly cooler temperatures. That's the important thing, as those temperatures seem to have moved on east. Now, in Las Vegas, though, we do have a fire weather warning there. We also have a lake.
Nothing to burn but sand.
Well, exactly, but there's a lake wind warning as well up near Lake Mead going all the way down to Bullhead City, where I understand there's a Freedom Boat Club as well.
Yeah, it's at Lake Mead.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so we've got that happening over in Nevada. As we head on over into Utah, we still have a fire weather warning, which is near the Salt Lake City area and also Provo. And so that's what's happening there.
Well, western Colorado, we got some rain tonight. And we've also got the high heat is going across I-10 over into El Paso, over across New Mexico, and moving over to the east. So high heat temperatures are going to be moving across the I-10 corridor today from El Paso east, it looks like. And up in Iowa, you folks up there are getting pounded right now. You got severe thunderstorm warnings across most of the state. There's some flood watches there, too. Looks like there's a tornado watch in one of the boxes. That would be along, it'd be up to the north and the west of Des Moines, so I'm not sure exactly where that's at, but there's a watch in that area. And then the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. You've also got a flood warning near Columbia, Missouri tonight. You've got the northeastern corner of Kansas to include Kansas City with severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and a flood watch in there as well. And here we go with the storm. Tropical storm, although now it's a tropical depression, Cristobal, but it's going to come back, folks. Believe me, it's going to come back as a tropical storm. It's going to dump a lot of rain from the eastern part of Texas over to the western part of Mississippi and possibly Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, and up along the Gulf Coast of Florida. You'll be getting some rain there. Question of how much is not known yet, but we're looking at 10 to 15, maybe 20 inches of rain in parts of Louisiana and going right up the Mississippi River Basin up to about Tennessee. That is going to be a problem, Kyle.
Well, it sure is, and right now the Gulf of Mexico water temperatures, they say it's a little bit warmer than average for early June.
85 degrees.
That's right. So that may help to strengthen.
No may about it. It will.
Yes, exactly.
But it will not be a hurricane. It'll be a tropical storm. So that's what we got to look at with the weather right now. And we got a caller on the line. We're going to get to the caller right after I tell you again that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. They got just what you need when you're out on the highways. Need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Food? Got it. Tire shops, repair shops close by, if not already there on the premise, and truck washes too. So everything you need is there so you can enjoy your home away from home on the highway. Then also tell them that the captain sent you. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, to the phone line we go. 60 seconds with Todd. Hey, Todd, what's up?
Well, I loved your open about we knew everything that Obama weaponized the 16 agencies right off the bat. And let me say something. Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or one of you guys would have won. They would have done the same thing to you, too. Okay,
yep.
That's
That's the bottom line. Okay, Donald Trump is an American citizen, and he was elected. It's a disgrace. Mattis, you didn't stand up for Flynn when he was getting torched over there. That's what proves that you're a fraud. Okay, the captain was there, and I was a general. I would have said, no way, your captain's the greatest captain ever. He didn't do nothing wrong. I'm standing with the captain, man. But you guys didn't do nothing because you're all on the Soros payroll. Donald, focus on the election. McCarthy, we won that seat in California. I want to sweep California and Vegas. I want to take the Southeast. I want to get rid of Pelosi and Schumer. And we need senators that are going to stand up for the Constitution. Donald, you should have brought the military in, but I can't worry about that right now. Stand up for the American people. Get money to the American people. Get states open and have a Trump rally. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work. Everyone's locked in.
All righty, Kyle, Todd is on a roll.
He certainly is, yeah.
Yeah. Now, something else as we finish off the top of the hour here, hour number one. Today we had Senators Lindsey Graham, of course, he's the chairman of the committee that's having the hearings in the Senate, and Senator Tillis, I believe he's from North Carolina, that made a comment about Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. They said that his testimony is providing some key facts about the FISA abuse.
That's very true. And part of that hearing, you know, they talked about, well, people are just here trolling for sound bites.
Oh, no.
And Senator Graham was, no, we're not trolling for sound bites. We're trying to get this done, basically, just paraphrasing. But, well, that's right. There's all kinds of stuff that went on with this FISA abuse that we're now being able to either confirm or find out, you know, firsthand now. And it just gets worse.
He also said something else. He said, Attorney General Barr said that, in reference to what they were doing, he says, there are going to be, or let's see, first it was Graham, he said, there's going to be criminal referrals that are going to be sent to Attorney General Barr, and Attorney General Barr said that they will act on them based on what they get when they get them.
Well, you know, Captain, if you or I were to lie to the court, lie to the
judge, we'd be in jail.
Oh, absolutely. So, of course, there should be criminal referrals. And it will, of course, will be challenged as only being political, and there will be all kinds of talking heads that will try to poo-poo the whole thing. But this is serious business. These people have serious jobs in law enforcement and investigation and what have you, and they have to play by the rules.
Now, I've saved the best for last to close out the hour. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was drowned out by booze and faced calls to resign at the George Floyd Memorial yesterday.
Isn't that something? You know, Bill de Blasio did not react well to this whatsoever. He didn't lead his city through this very difficult time.
No, and he's incapable. He's proven he's incapable. And then he makes a comment like, well, y'all never seen the military here in this city. Really? Be careful what you wish for there, Mr. Mayor. Because, again, as I pointed out, the Insurrection Act was used the last time in 1992 by then-President George H.W. Bush in Los Angeles for the Los Angeles riots. Remember Rodney King? Can't we all get along? All right, Kyle, we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.